Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive, left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes.
And it is gone.
Yes. Yes.
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top.
Are you kidding me?
His 10th career home run in the postseason. And he may never hit a bigger one.
He might not, but boy, that was a big one. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio. Bedlam at the bank. Two things I think of when I hear that. One, that we're going to have the Phillies for years to come on WIP. The announcement came down this morning.
Yeah, that was big.
It is awesome. The other thing that I think of is Bryce Harper, of course, because he hit that one. And he's going to be joining the afternoon show today at 3 p.m., so keep it tuned
right
gonna
here. He's going to be for years to come, too.
If it's up to him, even more years to come. Remember that whole contract thing?
Yeah.
But he's got a lot left on the deal, and we're very happy that Bryce is a member of the Phillies and leading them back in to October here. The other thing that hits me, Hugh, as I hear that, is the roar of the crowd. Bedlam at the bank. There's something about Citizens Bank Park in October. And I've been watching all the games the last few nights, right? Even the other playoff crowds aren't like this. The closest one I've heard the first 2 days is San Diego. They have a very good home field and a very good crowd. Like, they're really into it. But Baltimore was kind of dull the last couple days in terms of the crowd. Milwaukee was a little better last night because they won. But Houston's crowd, and I was down there for the World Series of 22, it's not the same as here. And it's going to be enormous, the crowd, in terms of the noise and the atmosphere on Saturday. I can't wait as Red October returns. John Middleton was on with the morning show today. Here's what he said about the fans here in Philadelphia and the home field advantage they have.
I wasn't there when the commissioner made this statement, but people who were told me about it. When he walked into the stadium in 22, he turned to some people and said, "I've never seen anything like this in my life." And it's... You know, that's, you got to try to put it in perspective like that. I mean, having grown up here, I'm not surprised by this because I've lived this since I've been 5 years old in person. But it's, you go to other stadiums and they say, "Oh, this is really, people are, you know, excited." But you kind of look at me and say, "Well, that's like nothing to us."
It really is different. I mean, Hugh, the game, I don't know what game he referenced the commissioner was at, but when the game where Rhys Hoskins hit the home run against the Braves, the bat slam game, is the loudest stadium I've ever been in for any sport. I can't even describe other than it was like you couldn't even hear yourself think. And football stadiums just inherently have more people, right? There's about 75,000. There's like 30 more thousand people. I've never been at a sporting event as loud as that moment then.
You know, I have friends that live not too far from CBP. And they tell me about times where Well, when I say not too far, I mean they're about 5 or 6 blocks away.
Right, down the street.
Yeah. You know, they talk about how loud it is. It almost feels like the game is right on top of them. And that's a great thing, man. This city has something that no other city has. And I've been in a major city. I've been in another major city. It's been great. But the thing that sticks out to me was the parades. Like the one that I went to here, I remember it seemed like everybody and their mother in Philadelphia was on the parade route. The other place that I was at, I don't need to say any names. Bus came through so fast, if you would have turned and if you would have blinked, you would have missed it.
Different.
It was a little different.
Good morning, Atlanta.
I didn't say that.
We knew it, though.
I didn't say that.
We knew where you've been.
You don't know where I've been.
Yeah, we do.
You
Google.
Know where I've been.
You're Googleable. We just Google you, Atlanta, New
you
York.
You don't know where I've been. You don't know what parades I've seen. But anyway, the point that I'm making is this. There's nothing like being here in Philadelphia, and there's nothing like this fan base here in Philadelphia.
Well, and there's nothing like the advantage it gives. I mean, I really thought a few years ago it rattled opposing pitchers. I mean, you could see Strider, who obviously is a great pitcher. He got rattled in that inning where Hoskins hit the home run, and we got to do it this weekend to Mets or Brewers pitchers. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Jackson is up on WIP. Hey, Jackson.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Jackson. What's up?
So here's the thing about the Trey Turner situation is that it's very obvious to everyone involved, and Mundo Sosa gives you a much better chance to win in the field in the ninth inning. The problem is that it's not about feelings either. Is Trey Turner due up to hit the next inning? What you can't have happen is Carlos Estevez gives up a solo shot to tie the game that doesn't involve Edmundo Sosa at all, and now Edmundo Sosa's leading off trying to get us a walk-off hit. We can't have that. If Trey Turner is due up to hit seventh, of course you put in Edmundo Sosa, and the feeling shouldn't be a factor because, like we talked about earlier, this should be a conversation happening with him today, yesterday, this week. This should be a plan the whole team's aware of. It gives you the best chance to win. He gets paid $330 million. He'll get over it.
Jackson, I think you bring up very fair points. No, he does. I mean, you're right. What's coming up if it's only a one-run lead, and you're right, a cheap solo home run all of a sudden beats you or ties the game, that should factor in. I think you bring up a good point. The other thing, Jackson, and this will matter as we go through the playoffs, is what kind of team are you facing, right? Like, the Mets aren't a big contact team, but they hit home runs. The Brewers make more contact. The Padres make a lot of contact, right? If you're facing a team that's going to hit a bunch of ground balls in contact, like, it matters even more to me. I got to get the best defense out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, we talked about fielding percentage earlier. That's, you know, it's 2024. We have better metrics for this now. And we got ground balls going through the infield. You know, everyone knows that Edmundo Sosa gives you a better chance to field that ball cleanly. And in the playoffs, the margin for error, particularly with this team, that the window might be just this year. Like, we have to have the best chance to win out there. And if Trey Turner's an adult in the room, he's obviously going to be fine with that.
See, Jackson gets it. Good phone call. Jackson and
if
many
he's an
callers
adult in the room.
Get it. Yes.
Okay. I mean, I hear you. I mean, I always find it fascinating how excuse me, how the money always directly is correlated with how much of an adult you should be. You make $350 million. You need to be an adult. There's a lot of people that I could give you examples of that are grown individuals that have a ton of bread that don't act like adults. It's not a direct correlation to being an adult just because you got bread. It's not.
I actually think, and I look, everyone's different, right? That's your point. I think Trey might be internally bothered. I think he would handle it like a pro. I'd be shocked if he put up a fuss.
Yeah, but how much would it affect his batting? That's the thing that I'm concerned about, because a lot of what hitters do is where they are in the mental space.
So,
and that's obvious. The one thing that I feel like, I don't know Trey Turner from a can of paint, but I feel like I know him well enough to know that he has to be in a good space in order for him to have success at the plate. And that's what we're talking about.
So I don't know what would happen, but I also think we're ignoring a possibility that we haven't touched on. What if they do leave him in the field and his fielding becomes an issue this postseason?
See, if that,
now that
now that's
could affect
different.
Him.
Now that's something different. Now if it's, but the way you proposed it, Joe, and this is the way that I thought about it, I'm not even giving him an opportunity. I'm just pulling him. Just because of something that happened last year in the postseason.
No, it's not.
I'm not taking that chance.
He's a bad defender. It just feels to me like they're playing with one hot hand behind their back. And look, he's a better hitter, so he's got to play, right? It's a trade-off, right? Mm-hmm. There are certain players that are below average defenders, but they hit, and you trade it off, right? You got to hope for the best. But in the ninth inning, unless And the last caller made a good point. Potentially, you're only up by one, and then it goes to extra innings. But if he's not going to get up again, what's the point of him on the field? You've exhausted his at-bats, right? You got the good out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Get him off the field before the bad.
Yeah. I mean, I hear in that scenario, but in the other scenarios that we have presented, if there is an opportunity for him to be up, you're taking away a good hitter. You're taking, I don't think
well,
you should
a,
do
it's
that.
A risk. No, it's the same thing. Like, I'll give you an example. If they pinch run for someone, like Castellanos isn't the fastest guy, right? Like, anytime you pinch run for a good hitter, you run the risk. If it doesn't lead to the win right there, that bat comes up again. I get that. I do. Let's go to Lorraine in the Northeast. Hey, Lorraine.
How you doing?
Hey, good, Lorraine. What's doing? Up?
Well, I was listening to you guys talk about Trey Turner.
Yes, ma'am.
Trey Turner doesn't have, like whoever said, a tight enough mind to accept that kind of a switch. You got to leave the man in there.
See, they say a tight mind. You got to have a tight
how
mind.
How do we
Joe.
Know that, though, Lorraine?
Because he, we, when he,
how do we know it?
For him, he yeah, how do we know? Start playing better.
Well, unfortunately, he came to probably one of the best fan bases in the country, and well, as we all know, whether it's Mike Schmidt or Bryce Harper or Garrett Stubbs, we're going to get on you if you're not doing well. And it's unprecedented what we did with the standing ovation. Unprecedented. He turned around, he did well. Why even tap into that possibility?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Because I want to win, Lorraine. I mean,
that's the only thing that drives you. Yeah. He just
wants
to win.
But that's the big thing. You want him to hit too, don't you?
Sure. Of course you do.
She's
but
not, she mad
so,
at you.
Well, there's no reason to be mad. We're trying to make the team the best it is. And Lorraine, we appreciate the call. I also think, may I present something?
What have you've been presented all day? What you got?
Well, are we sure he started a hit because of the ovation?
It's a direct correlation
but
to that.
But he's also, what have we known for 2 years now? He's super streaky. He's a good hitter. That is super streaky. Weren't the odds that Trey Turner was eventually going to start hitting? Like, he did it this year. He didn't get any ovations this year. He just got hot. He got cold. I don't know. I mean, Kyle, sometimes I think we made that whole thing. Like, the only reason he started hitting in August last year was he got an ovation. He's a $300 million player that has a career 295 average. He was probably going to hit at some point again anyway.
Is Jack down there?
Well, he's somewhere.
No, he's somewhere around here.
Yeah. I'm sure he's not too happy to hear that.
My job is not to make Jack.
No, I think you're right. I mean, Trey Turner is a professional baseball player. He probably gets so tired of hearing about the ovation.
Of course he does.
I mean, but let's be honest. He did hit better after they stood the standing
ovation.
Of course
he did. But don't you think he would have hit anyway?
People tend to believe that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. We like to think that's the case, but in Philadelphia fan lore, the fans brought him out of that.
I know. We're now using that to say if you take him off the field, it'll ruin him. I think.
But that's how we think. So why you want to bring logic to the conversation now? We've been doing this all day.
Now you want to bring logic to the conversation. Because I want to win a World Series, all right? We got to get 3 wins, 4 wins, 4 wins. Okay? I got to win 11 games.
Now you want to hit me with the
I have 11 games to win before I parade you.
Kyle? What are you about to say?
Jeez. I'm
a little defensive right now.
I think the sensitive one's not Trey Turner.
Honestly. So, like, Hugh, say you went the first 4 games of your Eagles career without a sack, and then the fans gave you a standing ovation, right? Like, you were rookie of the year. You had 10 sacks your first year with the Jets.
That would make me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Would it, Hugh? Yes, and then all of a sudden you had sacks, and then every time that they talked about how well you were playing, it was like, well, that standing ovation they gave Hugh. I worked for this.
Well, can I give you an example of something that is somewhat similar?
No.
Y'all not get mad at me?
Nope.
Okay, fine.
Go ahead.
No. I mean, isn't it kind of the same thing with Brandon Graham a little bit? Had the biggest sack of his career in the Super Bowl.
Well, the fans didn't really treat him. They didn't give him an ovation.
Well, it was the
opposite.
Brandon Graham, his 15 years here?
Yeah.
He's been vilified by the fans. He's been on the cusp of being called a bust.
He was called a bust.
Well, okay. Yeah, because I was trying to be nice, though, because I wasn't here.
No, he was.
I'm trying to soft sell because I don't want nobody to get mad at me thinking
he was called. People say Earl Thomas. It happened.
Yeah. We don't take credit for Graham, though.
He's cheered and revered like he was, you know.
But that's because Brandon Graham worked at it. We didn't do that.
I mean, the fans kind of did do that. They feel like they believed
No way.
Oh, boy.
It was a stretch.
You tried. You tried.
Hey, it was a little bit of a wrench. It was a wrench.
I mean, I appreciate the try. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.